Lent, Week 3, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88, continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonoured his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbour. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. To sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning,
In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain, they passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger, and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger for ever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end.
Happy is the man who ponders the law of the Lord. He will bring forth fruit in due season. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels, such as have not been wrought in all the earth or in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hevites, and the Jebusites. Take heed of yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither you go, lest it become a snare in the midst of you. You shall tear down their altars, and break their pillars, and cut down their asherim, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. And when they play the harlot after their gods, and sacrifice to their gods, and one invites you, you eat of this sacrifice, and you take of their daughters for your sons, and their daughters play the harlot after their gods, and make your sons play the harlot after their gods. You shall make for yourself no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you came out from Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, all your male cattle, the firstlings of cow and sheep. The firstling of an ass you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the 7th day you shall rest. In ploughing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times a year shall all your males appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out nations before you, and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land, when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until morning. The first of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. And the Lord said to Moses, "Write these words. In accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. he neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Responsory from John 1. Through Moses the law was given to us, through Jesus Christ grace and truth have come to us. No one has ever seen God, it is only the Son who is nearest to the Father's heart who has made him known. It is given to us all alike to catch the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, with faces unveiled. And so we become transfigured into the same likeness, borrowing glory from glory. No one has ever seen God, it is only the Son who is nearest to the Father's heart who has made him known. A reading from the Treatise of Tertullian on Prayer. Prayer is the spiritual offering which has abolished the ancient sacrifices. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of your burnt offerings of rams. I have no desire for the fat of lambs, or the blood of bulls and of goats. Who looked for these from your hands? We learn from the Gospel what God has asked for. The hour will come, we are told, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and so this is the kind of worshipper he wants. We are the true worshippers and the true priests. Praying in spirit, we make our sacrifice of prayer in spirit, an offering which is God's own and acceptable to him. This is the offering which he has asked for and which he has provided for himself. This is the sacrifice offered from the heart, fed on faith, prepared by truth, unblemished in innocence, pure in chastity, garlanded with love, with which we must bring to God's altar, in procession of good works, to the accompaniment of psalms and hymns. It will obtain for us from God all that we ask. What will God deny to a prayer which proceeds from spirit and truth, seeing it is he who demands it? How great are the proofs of its efficacy, which we read and hear and believe. The old prayer, no doubt, brought deliverance from fire, wild beasts and hunger, and yet it had not received its form from Christ. How much more fully efficacious, then, is Christian prayer? It does not station the angel of the dew in the midst of the fire, nor block the mouths of lions, nor transfer to the hungry the peasant's dinner. It has no special grace to avert the experience of suffering, but it arms with endurance those who do suffer, who grieve, who are pained. It makes grace multiply in power, so that faith may know what it obtains from the Lord, while it understands what, for God's name's sake, it is suffering. In the past, prayer induced plagues, put to flight the hosts of the enemy, brought on drought. Now, however, the prayer of righteousness turns aside the whole wrath of God, is concerned for enemies, makes supplication for persecutors. It is surprising that it knows how to squeeze out the waters of heaven, seeing it did have the power even to ask for fire and obtain it. Prayer alone it is that conquers God. But it was Christ's wish for it to work no evil. He has conferred upon it all power concerning good. And so its only knowledge is how to call back the souls of the deceased from the very highway of death, to straighten the feeble, to heal the sick, to cleanse the devil-possessed, to open the bars of prisons, to loose the bands of the innocent. It also absolves sins, drives back temptations, quenches persecutions, strengthens the weak-hearted, delights the high-minded, brings home wayfarers, stills the waves, confounds robbers, feeds the poor, rules the rich, lifts up the fallen, supports the unstable, upholds them that stand. The angels, too, pray, all of them. The whole creation prays. cattle and wild beasts prey, bending their knees, and in coming forth from their stalls and lairs look up to heaven, their mouth not idle, making the spirit move in their own fashion. Moreover, the birds, taking flight, lift themselves up to heaven, and instead of hands spread out the cross of their wings, while saying something which may be supposed to be a prayer. What more, then, of the obligation of prayer? Even the Lord himself prayed. To him be honour and power for ever and ever. Responsory based on John 4. True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. The Father seeks men like these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The Father seeks men like these to worship him. Let us pray. We approach your throne of grace, Lord, humbly asking that as the Easter festival draws nearer, we may prepare with ever greater devotion to celebrate the Paschal mystery.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.